and for whatever reason, they were not blessed financially, or there was a tragedy in their life, and it seems to me that people nominated them. Have I got the right show? Okay, people nominate them, and then they are put on the show, and the show comes out to their house and surprises them, and they take them to Disneyland or whatever, and while they're off in a hotel in Disneyland having the time of their lives, they reconstruct their home. And then at the end of the show, and again, you can tell me if I've got the right show. At the end of the show, the director is the guy with the bullhorn, and they've got the bus, and he says, I got the right show. And the bus pulls away, and here's this beautiful new home. I love that show. It's a fun show to watch. I haven't seen it in a while because I don't watch a lot of TV now, but I love the show for several reasons, but one thing that strikes me about that show is the owners of the house do not supervise or have input into the project. The owners of the house are sent away. The owners of the house turn over the keys, and the owners of the house completely trust the producers of the show with their home. They say, you take control. We're going to go off to Disneyland or wherever. We're not going to supervise it. We're not going to provide our input. We're not going to stand here and say, oh, don't throw that away. I love that. Oh, no, don't change that room. I really like that room the way it is. They're just going to go off and leave and give the project entirely over to someone else. And the end result is something beautiful. My brothers and sisters of Trinity Baptist, sin has corrupted your heart. It has damaged your heart. It has deformed your heart. It has misshaped your heart. Sin, left unchecked, will damage your heart and leave it in an incredible state of disrepair. And the Lord Jesus Christ wants to do an extreme makeover. Will you pray with me, please? I'm sorry, we're not doing this in the right order. Would you stand with me, please, and open your Bibles to Romans chapter 12. Scripture, then prayer. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Now, will you pray with me, please? Will you pray right now that God would open your heart and soften your heart, tearing away Satan's blinders from your eyes, and make you good soil for his word? Pray right now that the Word of God would go down deep and transform your heart. Will you pray right now for the other people in this room that God would open their hearts and soften their hearts, removing Satan's blinders from their eyes and make them good soil for his word. Pray right now that God's word would transform the hearts of the other people in this room. Will you pray for me that I would preach and teach accurately the Word of God? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you and be used by you to bear eternal fruit. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Romans 12, 1 and 2 again. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. The first thing we are told to do is to not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. The Greek word conform comes from the Greek word form or appearance. To conform to something is to take on its appearance. To conform to something is to take on its appearance. In Romans 12, 2, the Greek word conform means more than that. According to the Dictionary of the New Testament Theology, it means to identify yourself with someone else. To identify yourself with someone else. Greek scholar Fritz Rinneker says this: conform means to adopt someone's mode of conduct. In Romans 12, 2, it means this: don't let the world shape you. Don't let the world make you who you are. It's in the present tense in Greek, which means it's talking about a continual action. Stop continually letting the world shape you. We're constantly allowing the world to shape us, are we not? We are constantly allowing the world to mold us and make us. We allow the world to shape us so that we think like the world, talk like the world, and act like the world. Paul gives us a command, and it is a command. It's clear in the Greek that it is a command. He says, stop letting the world shape you. Always keep your finger in Romans chapter 12 and turn to 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 13. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform, same Greek word, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy as I am holy. There are several versions of the Bible that are called paraphrases. The Living Bible is one, and often preachers will criticize a paraphrase for its inaccuracy. But often a paraphrase will get the verse exactly right. And such is the case with J.B. Phillips' paraphrase of Romans chapter 2, Romans chapter 12, verse 2. J.B. Phillips has paraphrased Romans 12, 2 in this way, and it is perfect. Listen to it. Do not let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold. That's exactly what Romans 12, 2 is saying. This is not a new command from God, Trinity Baptist. God has been commanding his people for thousands of years not to be like the world. Keep your finger in Romans 12 and turn all the way back to Leviticus chapter 18. Leviticus 18. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, 'I am the Lord your God. You must not do as they do in Egypt, where you used to live. You must not do as they do in the land of Canaan, where I'm bringing you. Do not follow their practices. You must obey my laws and be careful to follow my decrees. I am the Lord your God. Keep my decrees, for the man who obeys them will live by them. I am the Lord.'" The Lord says to Israel, and he says to us, do not act like the world. We have all seen deformities. You have seen deformities. I have seen deformities. I've seen people with a really small arm, or I've seen people with no legs. We've all seen that in people. And when we see someone with what we call a birth defect, a small arm or a small leg or something on the face, we can see clearly that that is not according to the original design. Trinity, God created humanity to be beautiful. The sinful world has deformed us. Hate is a deformity. Sin is a deformity. Selfishness is a deformity. Pride is a deformity. Sexual immorality is a deformity. Greed is a deformity. Number one in your notes. Trinity, if you conform to the world, you are deformed. Let's look at the verse. Trinity, if you conform to the world, you are deformed. Look at the verse again. Verse 2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Paul says, do not conform, instead be transformed. Listen to the Greek word. This is fascinating. The Greek word transformed is metamorphao. Metamorphao. We get our English word metamorphosis. Metamorphosis. Metamorphao is not a simple change of mind. Metamorphao is not simply a change of moral outlook. Metamorphao is a complete and total transformation of the person. And that's what Jesus wants to do. Metamorphao is a complete and total transformation of the person from the inside out. Trinity Baptist, the world has been deformed. The world has been corrupted. And as a result, they do not think or speak or act correctly. We are supposed to be totally different from the world. Instead of thinking, speaking, and acting like the world, we are supposed to think and speak and act like Jesus Christ. John MacArthur is one of the most famous preachers in the world. He's a fantastic preacher, and he has a favorite verse, and it is incredible. Would you please keep your finger in Romans always and turn to 2 Corinthians? Second Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we, who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed. Metamorphao. Are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. The Holy Spirit, if he is in your heart, his job is to transform you. Number two in your notes, we are not to be molded by the world. We are to be molded by the Spirit of God. We are not to be molded by the world. We are to be molded by the Spirit of God. Number three in your notes, if you let the world shape you, it will misshape you. If you let the world shape you, it will misshape you. But the Holy Spirit is the master craftsman. Jesus Christ is the perfect model, and we all have a choice. You and I, Trinity Baptist, have a choice. We can be molded by the world, or we can be molded by God. You say, I'm an independent spirit. I'm not going to be molded by anybody. Well, that's simply not true, because God has created us to be imitators. You will be molded by something or someone. Every single one of you will be molded by something or someone, and you have a choice. You can allow yourself to be misshaped by the world, or you can surrender to the master craftsman and be molded by him. We all have a choice. We can be molded and formed and shaped by the world, or we can allow Christ to make us in his glorious image. Friends of Trinity, have you been conformed to the world? I want you to think right now. Have you allowed the world to shape you? Have you allowed the world to misshape you? Have you allowed the world to deform you? How do you think like the world? If you think like the world, it is a symptom of a deformed heart. How do you talk like the world? If you talk like the world, it is a symptom of a deformed heart. How do you act like the world? If you act like the world, it is a symptom of a deformed heart. Look at the verse again, please. Romans 12:2. Romans 12:2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How are we to be transformed? By the renewing of our mind. Mind is the Greek word for practical reason and moral consciousness. Mind is the Greek word for practical reason and moral consciousness. Why does your mind need to be renewed? You say, Pastor, I'm telling you, your mind needs to be renewed. And you say, why? Why does my mind need to be renewed? What's wrong with my mind? Let's look at the scriptures. Turn to Romans chapter 1. Always keep your finger in Romans 12. Romans 1:18. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth for a lie and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. Furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over, look, Trinity, he gave them over to a depraved mind. Why do you need your mind to be renewed? Because, like a damaged, corrupted hard drive, sin corrupts your mind. Sin, in your notes, sin makes your mind worthless. God gave them over to a depraved mind. Deprave is the Greek word adokimos. It means something that has been tested and found to be worthless. Sin makes your mind worthless. Turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Just one verse in Ephesians 4. 17. Ephesians 4:17. So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. Number 5 in your notes, sin makes your mind futile. Futile is the Greek word mateates. It means folly or vanity. Mateates is thinking that is aimless. It has no goal or purpose, and that's what sin does to your mind. Sin makes your mind futile. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. But mark this. There will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them. They are the kind who worm their way into homes and gain control over weak-willed women who are loaded down with sins and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires, always learning but never able to acknowledge the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these men oppose the truth. They are men of depraved minds, the Greek word worthless again, who is, as far as the faith is concerned, rejected. I saw a shirt once. I probably even had the shirt when I was in elementary school. It said, homework causes brain damage. I don't think that's true, do you? Well, I'll tell you what is true. Number 6 in your notes. Sin is brain damage. Sin corrupts, damages, distorts your mind. Again, mind in the Greek word is the word nos, meaning practical reason and moral consciousness. And sin damages that part of you so that it does not work properly. Turn to Romans chapter 8. Romans 8, 5. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their minds set on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind of sinful man is death. But the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. Trinity, you have a choice. You can allow your mind to be shaped by the world, or by the power of the Holy Spirit, you can allow your mind to be renewed. Isn't it obvious to you? Isn't it obvious to you that the world is deformed? Isn't it obvious to you that the world deforms everything it touches? What does deformity look like? What are some specific mind deformities, and how can you recognize someone who's controlled by the sinful nature? Turn to Galatians chapter 5. It's not difficult. Galatians 5:19. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, as the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Being born again looks like this. Being born again does not look like someone who is perfect. If you are born again, you will not be perfect. But if the Holy Spirit comes into your heart and transforms you, you will see the light. And you will come to recognize these things listed in Galatians chapter 5 as corruption, as damage, and you will hate them, and you will dedicate your life to allowing God to take them out of your life. Turn to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3, 5. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. These are just a few of the symptoms of a deformed heart and mind. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is beautiful? Do you believe that his heart and mind is exactly what God intends yours to be? Dedicate yourselves to forsaking all that has deformed you and get as close to Christ as you possibly can. The solution is to allow Christ to renew your mind and heart. The solution is to get closer and closer and closer to Jesus Christ. And look what he will do. I hope you're still in Colossians chapter 3. Verse 11. Here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, and Trinity, this is what humanity is supposed to be like. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against each other. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let's look back at Galatians chapter 5. Galatians 5. We left off at verse 21. Galatians 5, 21. and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit, the results of Jesus Christ being the controlling influence in your life, the results of the Holy Spirit coming in and doing an extreme heart makeover, the results of the master craftsman having complete control of your life, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Those are the beautiful qualities that God wants to build in your heart. The choice is yours. Will you embrace corruption, or will you embrace Christ? We talked earlier today about that show, Extreme Home Makeover, and how what I love about it is the homeowner hands over the keys and leaves. There is no input. I want to hold on to this. I want to hold on to this. I don't want to throw that away. Don't paint that wall. Don't knock that wall down. I love those cabinets. There's none of that. And that's what we do, Trinity Baptist. We're afraid somehow that if Jesus has complete control of everything, he will wreck us. When you and I hang on to sin, it is because you don't think Jesus is right. You don't think Jesus will make you the way you should be. You think he's going to mess it up somehow. So you hang on to that pride. You hang on to that selfishness. You hang on to that greed. You hang on to that sexual morality. You hang on to anger because you're afraid that Jesus will mess it up somehow. Jesus will not mess it up. Let go. It's damage, it's corruption, it leads to death. Get rid of it, hate it, forsake it. I'm almost done. I'm almost done for two reasons. Number one, we're almost done with the verse. And number two, my voice is almost gone. Turn back to Romans 12:2, please. Romans 12:2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then, Trinity, look at this. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. That's the results of a renewed mind. A renewed mind is priceless. A renewed mind is a mind that works properly. If your mind is controlled by the sinful nature, it will not function properly. If you let the world shape your mind, you will have faulty, defective morals. And the result of that will be you will not think clearly and correctly, and you will make poor decisions because your mind, like a hard drive, is corrupted. But number seven in your notes, and this is priceless, Trinity. Number seven in your notes, a renewed mind will understand and agree with God's will. A renewed mind will understand and agree with God's will. All of you are here today. All of you are here today, and you want to know God's will. It's amazing the conversations that you will have with someone or that I will have with someone. What is God's will? If only I could understand God's will. And we think that it's some mystery that we just have to get smarter, or some people think that, oh, if only God would write it in a cloud or write it on my wall. How about if he writes it in a book? Would that be okay? You will understand God's will when you yield your mind and heart to him. You will understand God's will when you yield your mind and heart to him and he renews your mind. A renewed mind will understand God's will. So what should you do? Let go. Let go. God will not wreck you. Let go. Give him the keys and walk away and say, God, you're in charge. I will not hang on to anything. You are in charge. Yield to him. Yield to him. And then soak up every word of this book. Soak up every word of this book. And the Holy Spirit will renew your mind and make you beautiful. Do you want that? Do you want that? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we surrender to your love. We surrender to your love. We are damaged, we are deformed, we are corrupted, and at this moment, right now, we're going to stop fighting you. And we're going to give you the keys. And we're going to let go of all the corruption. And we're going to let you mold us and make us into what you wanted us to be in the first place. We're going to let you repair the damage of sin. And we're going to allow you to make us beautiful from the inside out. We pray that you'd help us through that process. We pray that whenever we hold on to sin, that your Holy Spirit would convict us. That brothers and sisters would admonish us, that the Word of God would shine light into our hearts, and we would never let go of you. In Jesus' name, amen.